This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's Dooley, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. We kind of lied. We said that we weren't going to have an anniversary episode, but I mean, I don't think we could have let the year go by without one.
Did we say that? I don't remember saying that.
We kind of sort of said it. What's going on, everybody? It's Bones, Cat, Rob. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you?
Doing all right. All right.
I'm having some issues. I got this new candle, and I think it's making me sneeze.
Oh, no.
I know.
You're allergic to a candle?
I don't know. It smells really good, so I was real excited to get it. I don't know if that's what it is or not.
What is the scent?
It is, the candle is called It Was the Boogeyman.
Mmm.
And it's got, it's from this company called The Smell of Fear. They do horror-themed candles. Ooh. And that's I really like the candle. I just don't know if that's what it is or not. But it is... sheets on the line, so like fresh linen and fall leaves.
That's nice.
It is. It's very nice. But something's making me sneeze, and I don't know. I think it's that.
Could you be allergic to us since you blocked us?
It could be. It could be, you guys. My body's having an adverse reaction. I already had to deal with Mikey once today.
Wow.
Yeah, it was glorious. Yes, we are here for the four-year anniversary of Slasher Radio, and as Rob kind of just mentioned, we spoke earlier with Don Mancini, the writer of the infamous Child's Play franchise.
Yeah.
Came, joined us for our anniversary, and chopped it us with us a little bit. He didn't have a ton of time, so he gave us a moment of his time to talk about the upcoming Child's Play franchise TV series.
Yeah. I think he was real excited to get to spend a little time with me.
What's wrong with you?
I think it was a real thrill for him.
He was probably excited to talk about the Child's Play series.
I think it was a real honor for him. I think I'm excited that he got to do that.
I wish I could smack you.
I hope he doesn't listen back to this.
Yeah.
No, what?
Don, if you're listening to this, Don, don't listen to Rob. No one else. We don't either. So, you know, ignore him. Don't
We're sorry about Rob, and I'm sorry I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was really cool getting a chance to talk to him. He's, you know, he's a horror master who's created an icon and seen it through all the years. So it was, it was a really cool chance to sit down and talk with him about this new TV series and stuff.
We have to get him back on again to get a more in-depth thing, because obviously the franchise is, I keep saying franchise, the series is, you know, on the verge of release. Its release date is October 12th. So just a couple weeks away from when you guys are listening to this, we have to have him on again in more in depth, because I am so, I don't know what it is about the Child's Play franchise, but I am just like fascinated by it, because one of the things are like they've had the same writer every fucking movie.
Yeah.
We've never seen that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been with it from the beginning. It was his creation. It's his baby. You know, we talked about that in the interview, like, you know, can you imagine, did you imagine 30 years later, you'd still be working on the same story and the same character and the same world? And I mean, think about that. That's crazy.
I think we touched on it before, guys. Child's Play, lowest drop off of any of the big franchises. It has to be, right?
Yeah.
As
I think
a whole,
so.
Cat, no, I mean.
How do you mean?
You know, like a lot of franchises like tail off at a certain point. And don't get me wrong, you know, see the Chucky, not its brightest moment.
That's the only one of the movies I don't like.
That's what I'm saying. There's only one that you could really sit and question.
Well, I feel like the lowest drop-off rate, I feel like it has to be Saw.
There we go.
I'm sorry.
Stop. Just stop.
I'm right.
Just because Saw starts on the ground floor and doesn't have further to fall doesn't mean it has the lowest drop-off rate, Kat.
That, no, Saw's great.
4 years was a good run. That was great.
The only other franchise that I would say comes close to this is Evil Dead, and it doesn't have nearly as many movies.
Very true. Yeah. Yeah. We got to put a minimum cap. That's. Well, I mean, they only had what, the three and then the remake?
Yeah.
And the series was great. You know, Evil Dead was phenomenal. But that's another one with Sam Raimi. Did he direct all of them? He was involved in all of them.
He didn't direct the remake. That was Fede Alvarez. He was a producer on it.
Right, right. But the originals was all him directing, right? I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you get the same people at the helm, you don't, you know, start wiggling like that. And it can stay in a more consistent line. Kat's argument with Saw is an argument for another day. But I think the point is
Kat's acting like Spiral and Jigsaw don't exist.
Spiral doesn't exist. And Jigsaw is not good, but it's better than Seed of Chucky. So let's get that straight right now.
Is it though?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
I still to this day haven't seen Jigsaw.
It's not great, but is better than Seed of Chucky.
Well, what about the last two Saw movies before Jigsaw, Kat? Because I don't remember them well at all. You think great?
Yeah, 6 was really good. And then 7 was like the campy Saw installation. Like, it was objectively hilarious. And I'm not sure that it meant to be, but I have a blast every time I watch it.
Yeah, Mikey, I own all the movies on Blu-ray, so
I can feel Rob boiling.
I've got those.
He's gonna start to whistle soon. So.
Got him. Own them forever.
That being said, I like Child's Play is up there. It does not have it has a low point because Seed of Chucky is painful to sit through. But for the most, like Rob said, that's the only one that I really don't like.
All right. I mean, but again, that's an argument for another day.
Yeah.
But the point still remains, you know, like this is such a consistent franchise, you know, and I mean, it's kind of like Scream a little bit, but we've seen writers move and directors move. And, you know, that's more of a cast thing. But in front of and behind the camera, for them to keep that continuity between the team is so impressive to me.
Yeah.
Very special. I can't wait for this TV series. Rob, I've been saying, man, for a long time, this shit's going to be really fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. The thing is, you know, I'm nervous about it transitioning to a TV series, but we'll see.
That's fair. And Scream is a perfect example. Everyone knows how much I love Scream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't translate well to TV, and not because it's Scream, but I think because of some of the approaches they did, you know, it could have been way worse.
I would argue that you're wrong. I think that this Scream series was very good.
I think it was good, but I also don't think it was anywhere near the franchise.
Yeah, it seemed like just a little side addition to the franchise to me.
A redheaded stepchild side addition. It wasn't that. It was nowhere near to me. It was nowhere near the ballpark. But I'm
going to talk like that about something that has Tony Todd in it. Unbelievable.
But see, that's not fair. I'm talking like the first few seasons. They took a huge break and came back real mask. All right. But I'm talking the first few seasons on MTV. I don't know what the hell it was doing on MTV, but that's all another thing. But yeah, man, I truly, truly, truly think this series is going to measure up to the franchise. That's how good I think it's going to be.
I hope you're right. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you're right.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's dangerous, and I honestly respect them for taking that jump because it is a big one. But you know, like, and it's because the team's together. Like, I know I keep saying it, but that's the rope I'm holding on to. There's a lot of people out there who are nervous, rightfully so. I get it, but I'm holding on to that rope, man.
Did you watch the new trailer?
Yes. Oh, It looks so fucking good, dude. I cannot, like, I'm getting giddy. Like, I really can't fucking wait. I really like Chucky. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's his little foul mouth. I love Chucky. Guys, we did have some people who were nice enough to send in some voicemails for us.
Finally got their asses up off the couch.
Yeah, right.
Put down that bowl of chips, you son of a bitch.
Wow.
So they left us some anniversary voicemails. And I put together a little compilation of them for us to listen to.
Hey, what up? It's IR Chris. Just wishing you all the congrats on 4 years. And as always, Rubber sucks. Pinhead's a bitch.
Hey.
And Leatherface tears the little shit's ass.
Ah.
Wow.
Congrats, and hope to hear more from you in the future.
Oh, man. Fuck you, Chris.
Taking jabs at everyone, huh, Chris? Wow. Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, guys. It's Ghost. Just calling to say congrats on 4 very successful years of Slasher Radio. I have loved watching you guys grow as a podcast and the direction you guys are taking. You guys are awesome. I love y'all, except for Rob. He sucks.
I think that really adding me was probably the strongest addition to the show. And it's been difficult, you know, this past however long now, carrying this show on my back. But we're getting there.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, Slasher Radio? It's your boy, Neto. I'm out here on a lunch break. We wanted to take a moment to congratulate you guys on 4 years of being the coolest cats in the podcast industry. Imitated, but can never be duplicated. I guess I might as well throw a little shout-out to Rob and congratulate him on his Lord Humphrey conference call castrations or whatever. But anyway, keep doing you guys' thing. I love listening all the time. And I'll keep doing my best to keep throwing jabs at Rob every chance I get. Have a good one, guys.
Yes.
Nice.
But that's my boy Nesto. I thought we were sock buddies.
Hey, Mikey and everyone at Slasher Radio. It's Dami from Brooklyn. Happy 4th anniversary. Keep on being awesome and bringing horror to everyone. Love you guys.
See? See, that's how it's done. That's nice. That's polite, Nesto.
Hey, Slasher Radio. This is Dunster the Monster from 12 Nights of Horror, a.k.a. Don H. Henry, author of the upcoming ghostly novel series, Hollow School for the Dead. Just wanted to call my favorite horror podcast and congratulate you all on another killer year and wish you much continued success and many more years. I really do truly enjoy your show. It's my favorite horror podcast, so keep it up. Thanks.
All right, that was a good one, too.
That was nice.
Hi, everybody. This is Nate from Patreon and Twitter. I just want to say congratulations on 4 years. Thank you for all the great content you produce each week for us. As a truck driver, I do listen to a lot of podcasts, and I have to say you guys are my favorite. Just enjoy 4 years, and hopefully there's a lot more to come. Thanks, guys.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Slasher Radio, it's Will Dalvin, because I know you guys can't get enough of me. Happy anniversary. Congratulations on making it this long, especially with the lot of you all fighting constantly. And I had a question.
Oh.
It's something you all can ponder. What is your favorite horror anthology film? Maybe you've already discussed it before. I don't know. Mine would be 1972's original Tales from the Crypt, with Peter Cushing and Ralph Richardson and all of them. I don't know. It's just something about the style and the atmosphere of it all. I know it's a little dated, but I still love it. So you can discuss that and catch you later.
That's an easy question, right?
Well, let's hear it.
Creepshow. The answer is Creepshow.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. Kat, what do you think?
You know, That's a really good question. Creepshow's a good one.
You're just trying to think of something else to piss me off, Kat.
ABCs of Death, actually.
It's Saw.
It might be Creepshow.
There's another really good one called, I think it's called The Black Cat. It's an older one. Is that the name of it, where all the stories revolve around a cat? Have you seen this? Anybody?
No.
It's a really good one. It's got like Vincent Price in it. And I enjoy that one quite a bit.
I was actually thinking of Books of Blood, which I liked a lot.
Always about books.
What? I'm a Clive Barker fan. What can I say?
What about you, Mikey?
I think, you know what? I have a better way to answer this question.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
In an anthology.
Anthology. As much as my answer to this is probably pretty well known, this kind of ties into our next voicemail, guys. Hang on a second.
Hello, creeps. Hello, boils and ghouls. It's me, your old pal, the Crypt Keeper. And John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, wishing Slasher Radio a happy anniversary. You guys are a scream.
Bam!
That's amazing. I like that.
Great.
Yeah. How's that for an answer, Will? Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
It's got to be Tales from the Crypt for me. I'm sorry. I mean, John Kassir, thank you very much for the voicemail and the well wishes. You are the man. You're a legend. I love you. The Crypt Keeper, definitely hands down one of my favorite characters of all time. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, that's a solid answer. I like the Crypt Keeper too. Cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Also, did everybody else know that Nate was a truck driver?
No.
I did not know that. I bet you know he's buried some bodies out in the middle of nowhere. You know he has.
I'm so glad that's what oh man. I was so afraid you were about to do a Manscaped read about trucks.
No Manscaped read on this episode, Kat.
Well, that's what I had read, and then
yeah.
But something about you and transportation makes me like jittery.
That is kind of creepy though. Like Nate's probably, you better stop sending him fucked up trades in fantasy.
I didn't know he was a truck driver. If I'd have known that.
Say, you fucked up. You now.
Fuck around. I'll get his name right from now on, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't mess with those guys.
Be like fucking what's his name? It'd be a Joyride episode movie about sure.
Yeah. Rusty Nail.
Mm-hmm. Candy cane. Thank you so much, guys, for the voicemails. That's amazing. We're nothing without you guys listening. I mean, you know, no matter how much.
I mean, I am.
Yeah, you're a cult leader for Collins.
It's an enlightenment members only club for enlightenment.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't believe he didn't come up with an acronym, Cat, for cult. That sounds positive as fuck. Like it, Rob, you really dropped the ball on that one, man.
Yeah, I didn't really think that much about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, come on now. But you've already gone so far with this. It's like it's too late now. You missed it forever.
Yeah.
Private members only club for enlightenment.
Mm. But all right, guys. Yeah, again, thank you very much for the voicemails. Thank you very much for listening, supporting. We had a couple patrons in there. Dami threw her hat in the ring, joined the Patreon for the three leaf clover tier.
Ooh.
Mm.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Dom. Now, when you pick movies, try not to pick crap, okay?
Damn, just like that.
Somebody please, just for the love of God, vote for your next. Just like one time.
You know, not for nothing. If we ever just say fuck it and do your next, like, what's Ghost? Ghost isn't even gonna give movies anymore. Like, well, she's just been riding this your next train for Kat for months now. Jeez. Yeah, go check out the Patreon too, by the way. We're gonna kick you over that interview shortly. Patreon.com/slash your radio. That's where you can, there's many ways to support the show. That is the best way to support the show. We have tiers starting as low as $3 a month. We have an awesome community on there. We do so much. We have the Lord Humphrey
Audio Entertainment Network.
Yeah, that thing.
You can get all sorts of stuff there, including the best dating advice you'll ever get. Sign up.
Yeah, yeah. We have a lot of different shows on that Agitation Network thing that Rob has. That's where we do an extra weekly show. You can only get it on Patreon. So many different topics, horror topics, non-horror topics, HR meetings that we record and put out for some reason, all kinds of stuff.
Because that's what all the major corporations do.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine what Google's HR meeting would sound like? Jesus Christ. The porn department's HR with Google must be insane. Yeah, you know, Lord. Well, we also do watch-alongs. You guys can join that. You can, and it's not even like you go on Twitter and hashtag and do that. It's like, no, you actually get a link. You join a lobby with us. We watch the movie together. They even have a voice chat, text chat if you're shy or don't want to talk to Rob.
Both valid.
We have, yeah. And we have commentary tracks to movies where we watch movies together and you can listen to us. All kinds of shit. Even a tier where you get merch. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can also just buy the merch straight up. You can get a shirt with my face right on it.
You sure can.
Unfortunately, you can. Shout out to Will for actually buying the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can check out our merch shop. That's at slasherradio.myshopify.com. You could also just go to slasherradio.com to check out the tab there. Some of the hottest merch in horror. I'm sorry.
Did you guys tell William not to wear that shirt around his wife because she might leave him?
We should have.
Wow.
Yeah.
She sure might leave him for that face being around. She sure might.
I'm just saying, you know. She get a look at this man and she might come looking for me.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is not what I thought you meant. Just like, if I see that shirt one more goddamn time, you can sleep in the car.
I mean, I guess that's a possibility, too.
Imagine if he sleeps with it on, like if it's his nightshirt.
Oh, God, I hope can it is. You imagine?
Please, God, Will, tell me that's what it is.
Kat, just picture for a moment rolling over in the middle of the night and you see Rob's face just with that smile staring at it. That's a murder smile in the middle of the night.
Ooh. We got to get one for Kat's boyfriend.
No.
Coming soon, Rob Humphrey pillowcases.
Yes.
Rob Humphrey body pillows.
Yes.
If this keeps, I mean, we've been doing great lately. A lot of support. You got the listeners are fantastic. If we keep inclining and going upward, one day we're going to walk into Rob's house and everything is going to have his face on it. Like everything.
And that's a problem because why?
I'm talking wallpaper, everything. Everything. God damn, that's fucking scary. That's his perfect world, though. That's the sad part. He would fucking relish in that shit.
Absolutely. You know why? Because I got style.
Yeah. All right, guys. Be sure to check out all that stuff. Support the show, damn it. And indie horror in general. And enjoy this episode, this interview with the great Don Mancini.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm admiring your logo. It's very cool. I'd say like Chucky is right there out in front. That's so
right in the middle where he belongs. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Doing great. We're honored to have some of your time, and I guess we'll jump right into a couple of questions that we have for you.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us. The one thing that that stands out to me about your work, the Child's Play franchise in general, the upcoming TV series, we see a lot of the franchises that have longevity like Child's Play, and a lot of different parts move around in front of and behind the camera. How important has it been to you and your team to keep that integral family, I guess, together throughout pretty much the entire franchise?
The family aspect of our franchise is really important to me and David Kirshner, who, you know, has been my producing partner on all the movies going all the way back to the 80s. And I like to think that it is one of the things that has helped us succeed. Because I think that it's very personal to all of us. We really care about it. It, you know, it's not just a job to any of us. And yeah, I love that aspect of it. I the older I get, the more and more I realize how lucky I am to have this experience and that this has succeeded in the way that it has, because it's not only provided me with my, you know, a job and a livelihood, but I've also just made so many great friends over the years. And there's nothing better than working with your friends on a project that you're all, you know, incredibly enthused about. It certainly helps make the long hours more, I was going to say more tolerable, but it goes from tolerable to pleasurable when you're in the company of your own family, you know? And it's just great to be able to work with Brad for decades, and Fiona and Jennifer and Alex and Christine. It's really been a blessing, and I really feel really lucky.
Oh man, hopefully one day I'll get a chance to work with a bunch of people I actually like, right, Mikey?
Yes, sir. This is what I put up with.
Isn't to say there are times when, as within any family, you're like, oh my God, fucking blah, blah, blah. I can't believe he or she did that.
I have a lot of those moments.
That aspect of it too, of course.
Did you, was it challenging taking the character of Chucky in this world that you've created from what has always been a film franchise and adapting it to the longer form sort of storytelling of a television series?
I wouldn't say that taking the franchise from film to television was difficult, any more difficult than it normally is per se. It certainly comes with its own unique challenges of, you know, you're dealing with 8 hours of story. So that's a lot of moving parts, not just in terms of the stories themselves, the number of characters, but then also the number of actors you're dealing with, the number of writers, the number of directors. There are so many more people involved now, and you're going from a shoot that is anywhere on the movies from, you know, 30 to 50 days, depending on the movie, to 100+ days for the TV show, which was almost like making 8 little movies, really. So making this stuff, whether it's for film, for TV, it's always challenging. And this presented new challenges, but it also presented new opportunities and a new kind of story to tell, a new way of telling it, but a different kind of operation in a way that just involved a whole lot more people and a lot more moving parts. It was really educational, at times daunting, but often really stimulating too, and really exciting.
Yeah, and I think that comes through so well. We've seen a lot of horror franchises transition into television. You know, you can go down the list, there's a ton of them, but usually they come and go. And do you guys have any plans as far as longevity? I mean, I know a lot of moving parts go into, you know, the back side of that stuff, but is this something that you're looking to pursue long term, or is there just a story goal you have in mind to get out there? Do you have any plans specific on that yet?
Well, sure. You know, we certainly hope to do more seasons of the TV show. And we have, you know, there are plans in place, hopefully, just in case the success warrants it. As with anything, ultimately, right, the verdict lies with the audience and whether they want more or not. So it's up to all your listeners. So if you want more Chucky TV, watch this season, please. But yeah, we're ready and raring to go. I love television. I'm relatively new to it. I had co-written an episode of HBO's Tales from the Crypt a long time ago, 30 years ago. But other than that, it wasn't until I worked on Hannibal as a writer-producer and then Channel Zero with my friend Nick Antosca, who created Channel Zero and who is a fellow EP on Chucky. It's a relatively new world to me, and I really love it. It's just a new way of telling stories and new people to bring into the fold. So I think it's been really invigorating for the franchise. So yeah, if people want more, we're ready to give it to them.
Throughout the film franchise, you've done an interesting job of adapting and reinventing the character of Chucky and the stories that you're telling. Like the first three movies are more straightforward slasher films. And then, the next two were sort of horror comedy. And then you sort of went back to the straightforward horror stuff. What version of Chucky are we going to get in the TV series?
My goal with the TV series was to establish a tone that was similar to and consistent with the tone of Child's Play 2, which is basically the consensus fan favorite in the franchise. So I wanted the flavor to be like that. I wanted it to feel like legit, straightforward horror that, you know, has a real punch and a real sting to it. But of course, Chucky himself is a funny character, and people expect him to be funny. So we're not steering away from that. But it's not Seed of Chucky. It's not Bride of Chucky, even though we do bring the character of Bride of Chucky back into it in a big way in the back half of the season. But I think tonally what people will find is something consistent with Child's Play 2.
That's so great to hear, because as a fan of the franchise and the character Chucky specifically, you kind of see him grow but stay the same, which I think is one of the best things about the franchise, which kind of leads into what I was going to ask you, Ness. I seen that, you know, you guys did the reveal on the which design of Chucky you were going to go with, and right. I think I read something about, you know, I'm sure there's polls and all these things that go into it, but what was it like deciding which version you were going to go with? Because again, as a fan, that original is so amazing, but then you could look at like Bride of Chucky and he just looks so badass. How was that process?
Well, to some degree, it depends on the specific story that you're going to tell, right? And
right.
Given the story that I wanted to tell with this season of the TV show, what was appropriate was Chucky's non-scarred look, if that makes sense.
Right.
And that's also where we sort of left off things continuity-wise in Cult of Chucky. At the end of Cult of Chucky, he has succeeded in splintering his soul into multiple vessels. He's in three different good guy dolls and a young human woman. And anyway, those three good guy dolls were sort of fresh-faced good guy dolls that haven't been through the mill that we've sent Chucky through over the course of 30 years. So he kind of, body-wise, he kind of gets a fresh start in a way. So that allowed me to bring his design back to what fans loved the most, which was his design for Child's Play 2. So that's what we replicated.
I hear a lot of fans that talk about wanting you to delve more into the backstory of Charles Lee Ray. Is there any plans to explore some of that, either with this series or a future project or something? Because I do think that would be fascinating.
Oh, yeah. It's an integral part of this season.
That's perfect.
Yes. That was one of the things I was most excited about with regard to bringing the franchise and the character into TV, is that having 8 hours at our disposal was the perfect opportunity to go down some of those narrative avenues. That avenue that we're talking about being the origins of Charles Lee Ray. So yes, we deal with that quite heavily in this season.
That's always been a benefit. You know, your movie, you look at it and you say, I have X amount of time. There's a lot to squeeze into that bag. So that's great for a franchise like this. Another question that I had was the characters that, and you know, more so the longevity characters. I mean, we've seen Andy come, go, and then come back into the franchise. The character Tiff has been so integral on the back end of the franchise. What was the importance level of bringing these characters back and the authenticity that we can carry over from the franchise into this TV series?
It was very important to bring the franchise favorite characters back. And it's something, you know, I've been doing for a while now. I brought Andy Barkley back in with Curse.
Right.
He had that one scene, Easter egg scene at the end. And then he had several scenes in Cult of Chucky. And then in Cult of Chucky, we introduced a brief scene with Kyle, played by Christine Leese. So, yeah, that was just another thing that fans have been asking for. It was more stuff with those characters. And now we explore that. Now we have the time to get into that.
This is far from a complaint, but for so long, it kind of goes back to, I guess, my first question a little bit. Why is it so important to you guys to give the fans what they want and keep that authenticity? Because the scene you mentioned with Andy at the end of Kurt, I mean, I jumped off the couch at that, you know, like it's just whenever you guys put something out, that authenticity is there in such a big way. And there's so little drop off throughout this franchise. Like, why is that so important to you guys? And I guess what kind of helped you not lose sight of that?
I guess what keeps me on that track is that I'm a fan myself. I mean, I'm a horror fan generally. I'm a fan of lots of different horror movies and franchises, including my own. I'm a fan of these characters. And so, and I engage with the fans in social media, and I think I'm very plugged into what they want. And a lot of times it overlaps with what I want. So, I love these characters. And so it's really interesting to take advantage of the opportunity to revisit them years later with the same actors who play them. It's just right. It's a really unique position to be in. I feel really grateful about it. I just think it's a really interesting, fascinating thing to be able to do, is to imagine, okay, these characters that we first met when they were children, it's 30 years later. What are they like now? And to be able to have the same actors play them and to be able to collaborate with those actors and get them to participate in it. It's really fascinating to be able to do it. And I think my familiarity, my friendship with these people allows me, or just gives me a special opportunity to infuse the characters with interesting stuff. I feel like that was badly articulated, but I guess you get
it. Not at all. Not at all. Love it.
When you first originally wrote Child's Play, could you have imagined that 30 plus years later, you'd still be talking about Chucky and creating in this world?
I dreamed it. I didn't realistically expect that it would happen. But, you know, when I wrote the first one, I was in college in the mid 80s. And by that point, I was a diehard fan of Halloween and Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, all of which have seen several entries by that point. So as a fan, it's something I dreamed of, but I feel like I won the lottery and that it really worked out that way, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Mr. Mancini, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it more than we can put into words. And we're definitely looking forward to what you guys put on screen. We're very excited.
Thank you so much. I hope you like it.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Okay. The great Don Mancini, guys. That, Rob, that was awesome.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Son of a bitch. Can't have nothing, Kat.
You had to know.
Can't have nothing.
Is that not what you meant? That I did a great job?
That's never what he means.
No, it's not. Oh. You actually did a terrible job.
No. Oh.
He insulted me in front of the guy.
Oh. Yeah. Well, somebody's got to say that stuff.
No. No, you don't. You insult me in front of a legend.
Hey, I'll speak my truth.
You sure fucking will. Unfortunately. Yeah, but that was fucking awesome. Kat, it sucks you didn't make that one.
Yeah, I was sorry I couldn't be there.
Yeah, I was real bummed about it, Kat.
At least she had a cute, adorable reason not to make it. Yeah, she has a cat with socks. kind of.
I do.
Is that your cat now, Forever Cat?
Yes, I think this is my cat now, Forever.
Yeah, I mean, I have a dog, and I still made the interview.
What?
You didn't have to do anything with them. Or her, rather. Cat has a new addition. Cat has a new cat.
Okay. I do.
How many cats you have, Cat?
A bunch.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Too many plus one.
And that's not a red flag for this new boyfriend of yours?
No. That's fine.
I want to need to talk to this guy at some point.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think so. I don't think that's a good idea for anyone involved.
Yeah. Has he listened to Sexy Time with Rob yet?
He has not. He's not a patron yet. I've warned him that you guys will be able to see his name if he joins the Patreon.
Yeah, we would. But it's I'll tell you what. You'll learn some things, man.
Dear God.
Rate of thrust. That you'll learn all about that.
Cat, has he seen the Rob Face t-shirt yet?
He has, yeah.
What did he say? Don't lie.
He didn't. Luckily, I was not there when he saw it. Because he saw it on Twitter first.
Is he stalking me?
He's my boyfriend is Rob's Twitter stalker, Radio Rob 123. You can find him on TikTok.
Oh,
son of a bitch. You're dating that son of a bitch. Unbelievable.
Could you imagine?
I'm going to get angry messages from this TikTok guy like, hey, I don't know you, weirdo.
I just followed him on TikTok. I forgot to do that, but I just did now. So,
dude, but you're not even going to message him.
That's a it's a passive aggressive move on my part. You know what I mean?
It is a power move.
Yeah, I'm the actual Radio Rob 123. you're a poser.
This guy, he doesn't even post. He just has TikTok to look at funny videos and enjoy himself, probably on the toilet or something. And now he's going to look at his phone and go, the actual radio, is this guy fucking kidding me?
He's going to think you came up with the idea after him, and he's going to be really confused.
Uh-huh. Well, I was saying, I have to put that guy in his place.
Rob's going to be like, I was Radio Rob 123 at AOL.com, goddammit.
Yeah, goddammit.
Yeah, listen back if you're not familiar with that. That's the thing I think about the show. A lot of horror podcasts, especially ones that are more movie topical, it's kind of easy to look at the movie title and be like, oh, I don't want to hear about that. Or I do want to listen to that. But I mean, like, I think our show is different because there's so much running shit that it's like, okay, if you don't like a movie and you don't want to listen to that episode, which is the thing. Like, our numbers do fucking bounce depending on what the fuck we're talking about.
Oh, I do that with shows I listen to. If they're talking about some movie I haven't seen or something I don't care about, I won't listen to that episode.
Right. Okay. Perfect example now, Rob. When you do that, when you do pick up, if they, like, say they're doing Halloween, obviously you're going to listen to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you missed anything in between on their shows?
No.
See?
Not usually. But, I mean, look, the other thing is those shows aren't required listening because they don't have me. I'm the secret weapon. I'm the spoon that stirs the sauce. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're definitely quite the tool. But no, seriously, man. Like, I mean, most shows, like, they'll just talk about the movie. It's kind of a bland feel. Not all of them, obviously, but you know, we have like running shit to where you could skip a week and like there's a whole fucking running joke that you have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, it makes it really great for new listeners.
Well, they need to go back and listen. On episode one, I think I told you guys, I put like a whole little precursor. Like, hey, I know you're listening to this, but this is going to suck a little bit. So you might want to start listening around 150-ish.
Start at The Exorcist.
No, you don't start at The Exorcist. I meant to go back and listen to that. I'm going to do it tomorrow, damn it. I'm gonna go back to when you were nice to me.
Was I?
Wow.
I think you were.
I may have been on a little better behavior.
Yeah. But I do remember he did something where it was like, ooh, like you got a little spicy at some point, I think. I gotta re-listen to
it. I'm pretty sure I said something negative about Rob Zombie.
No, I'm pretty sure you said something like, Kat, even day one, I think he said something along the lines that like it was a pleasure for us or something like that.
Oh, my God.
No, probably. Yeah, that sounds,
like him.
Legit, sure, fucking, now I know. Then I was like, oh, what the this fucking guy? Wow. But here you are, Rob.
I like the idea of Mikey signing off of The Exorcist being like, we're never having that guy back.
The funny part is me and Bobby were sitting there going, oh, wow, he's pretty cool. Like Rob. Yeah. Rob, imagine if you never messaged me about that. We wouldn't be here today.
I know. Who knows where we'd be?
You probably still have me blocked.
Probably. Yeah. That seems the most likely outcome of all this.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. Don't you dare sleep on October 12th. Child's Play TV series is going down. I've been talking that shit for months. See, now this is where it comes go time. I've been talking that shit and blowing that trumpet about how great I think this show is going to be for months now. Here we are. We're right at the crest. That's probably the wrong word, but you know what I'm fucking saying. Uh-huh. We're right there. It's put up or shut up, and I am not. Talking with Don Mancini, I am 1,000,000% more confident on my stance.
What I think is going to be really funny is when you forget to watch it.
Absolutely not. No, I'm really looking forward to it. It's on a Tuesday, though. I usually put the episodes out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I might have to talk with Don about changing that.
So that week, I'm going to be like, what'd you think? Oh, I haven't watched it yet. That's what you're going to say.
No.
That'll be me. I'll forget to watch it.
Yeah. No, and Rob, you had your questions, and rightfully so, but I'm going to, when it is glorious, I'm going to talk my shit, damn it.
I know you are.
When Rob says, I can't wait to see this again, I'm a laugh.
Yeah. I just hope that I remember to watch it because, you know, it premieres the same week that Halloween Kills comes out.
Hey, you got a couple days.
Yeah, I know there's a couple of days, but I'm going to, you know, my attention is going to be firmly focused on Haddonfield, Illinois.
What could you possibly do for 3 days to prepare to go watch a movie?
You don't want to know.
Uh-oh.
You got some kind of ritual shit going on.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I don't want to know. Really don't want to. That's a scary road to go down.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it involves the Manscaped underwear.
Ooh, it might now.
Hey, at least they'll have underwear on. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check out our Twitch. Twitch is a lot of fun. We throw down mostly on Friday the 13th on there. I never streamed other than the test build. I never got on Dead by Daylight from Pinhead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, you need to stream is marbles.
I tried to play marbles with you last night, and you didn't even fucking answer me.
Because I was focused.
On marbles, on different marbles.
Yeah, I had to get, you know, I don't have time to be talking when I'm playing marbles. It's serious business.
Yeah, enough time to block us.
Well, yeah. I can make time for that. I think I was done with marbles by that time.
Which, by the way, everybody, I personally apologize. That this didn't come up last week. Rob Zombie was a member of...
Oh, Mikey, you're going to get us blocked again.
It's worth it. Rob Zombie was in Slither, and this was not fucking mentioned. Apparently, he just did some voiceover work.
Yeah.
But God damn it, he was in that movie.
According to what I read, he does voiceover work in all of James Gunn's movies. It's like a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, apparently, wow. The two of them are good friends.
Are you telling me that Rob Zombie was in Guardians of the Galaxy?
According to what I read, he has done voiceover work in all of his movies. So, yeah, Rob Zombie is officially part of the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in fucking... Yeah, he was. Rob Zombie. Hold on.
Amazing.
Ah, where'd it go? Ravager, Navi, and then it cuts off. Do you guys know who that is?
No, I don't know.
Oh, was that little alien?
Of course she knows.
That was on the ship. There were a lot of CGI characters in Guardians of the Galaxy. So it makes sense to have to be able to sneak voiceover work into it.
They should have just had Rob Zombie voice Groot.
That's fucked up.
They had Vin Diesel money.
I know. Imagine all the money that Vin Diesel probably made on those two movies.
Just saying, Blunt. I am Groot.
And all he said was, I am Groot.
Vin Diesel's a genius.
He really is. He really is.
How did he land that?
I don't know.
Well, because if Vin Diesel is like, hey, I want to be Groot. You don't say, no thanks, buddy. Like,
when he tells you how much money he wants to be Groot, yeah, you tell him to go fuck himself. There's
yeah, that's when he comes back at you with, it's all about family.
I still tell him to get the hell out of my office.
And there's nothing you can do when he says that.
But yeah, look, Rob Zombie is Slasher Radio approved.
He is.
Yes, he is.
Happy Rob.
I mean, I'm all right with it, I guess. It's not, you know, it's not one of his hillbilly manifestos, so.
You had time to sleep on this one?
Yeah. Yeah, I've come to terms with it, I guess.
That makes me so happy. We cannot forget this cat in future.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anytime a James Gunn movie comes up, we are rubbing it. That is hilarious. I didn't know that. Oh, my God. Now I'm going to be looking up James Gunn fucking shit just to see what Rob Zombie's been in. All right, guys. Yeah, the Twitch. Go check out the Twitch. We throw down on Friday the 13th. It's a lot of fucking fun. That's twitch.tv/radio. Make sure you check out our website where you can find everything. Articles, interviews, all the episodes, merch shop. You can even get to the Patreon from there. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/radio. And on Twitter, we're at /radio, and I'm at Mikey's Dead. Be sure to follow us, interact. We have a lot of fun.
Do we, though?
Yeah, we do, until you come and ruin it.
When people interact with us, is that fun?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Right. Okay.
Other than Chris shitting on all of us.
I know. What the hell, Chris?
On the anniversary.
Yeah. I wouldn't have had it any other way from Chris, though.
No, honestly, if he had called in with some sweet voicemail, I'd have been like, what the fuck is a Chris on?
We would have all been afraid he was going to kill us.
Yeah. Somebody medicated Chris.
Chris drinking again. Stand back. Oh, shit. Rob, where are you at?
I'm on Twitter at RadioRob123. And you can listen to my other show, This Horror Life, wherever you are listening to Slasher Radio.
You can find me on Twitter at cat_velour, V-O-L-E-U-R. You can also check out the channel that I write for on YouTube, Blood Binge.
A binge. I just want to point out real quick, apparently James Gunn did a TV series called PG Porn.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Rob Zombie in PG Porn.
All right.
Yeah. That's a lot of information. Mm-hmm. To just toss it here at the end.
I'm sorry, I know. Like, could you imagine Rob Zombie being an executive producer? What that would look like. Anyway, all right, guys. Thank you so much for checking us out, and all the well wishes on the anniversary. And we will be starting up our Murder by Numbers in October. Actually,
for the Lord Humphrey Cup,
Oktoberfest.
It's been 4 years. It's great. Good night from Slasher Radio. You two are something else. God damn.
All the best of Slasher Radio podcast.
Good night.